There's some research into why they're immune to the virus. They're a reservoir for it. They carry it. That's been tested and is known. But they don't exhibit symptoms more often than not. Explain that.
So this has been a tremendous area of fascination for researchers looking at bat-borne viruses that seem to have deadly consequences when they get into people. But bats don't seem to be affected. Now, the truth is, bats may be minimally affected. They don't exhibit signs of disease the way people do. And that's probably because of a long-term relationship that bats and these viruses have had over thousands and thousands of years, to the point where the virus and their immune system have come to an understanding. When a virus gets into a new species, like a person with an immune system that's never seen that virus before, it can have really deadly consequences. So this is just a case of evolution that makes a virus more benign. So bats are able to carry it, and when it jumps species, it causes disease.
And I know there's a lot of research going on right now to decode exactly what those evolutionary traits are. Is it higher metabolism due to their ability to fly? And can any of those lessons be extracted for human treatments?
That's right. We know so little about the bat immune system or bat physiology.